It's Shotgun Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Well, after the 6 inches of snow and then that cold front coming through, dropping about another inch of snow, the weather is getting bitter cold. That's right. Wind chill warning remains in effect through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Dangerously cold wind chills expected. Wind chills as low as 35 below zero. And that is for the Berkshires, the Litchfield Hills, and adjacent eastern New York until 1 o'clock today. Now, additional details, the cold chills would cause frostbite on any exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. So be careful out there this morning. Animal Kind invites you to make a donation to assist in sheltering stray cats and kittens in neighboring Columbia County. You can log on to their website, animalkindny.org, or mail a contribution to Animal Kind, 721 Warren Street, Hudson, New York, 12531. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield presenting the works of artist Martha Beyer throughout the month of January. More information at 413-229-7004. Great Barrington Town voters wishing to submit a citizen petition to place an article on the May 2019 annual town meeting must do so by Thursday, January 31st. According to Town Clerk Marie Ryan, any citizen petition requires 10 certified signatures from registered Great Barrington voters. The Town Clerk's office recommends obtaining additional signatures to ensure at least 10 can be certified. For more information, contact the Town Clerk's office at 413-528-1619, extension 3. The Norfolk Curling Club Bildspiel Bondspiel is coming up January 31st through February 3rd at the Norfolk Curling Club, 70 Golf Drive in Norfolk, Connecticut. The Bondspiel is comprised of 4 events spanning 4 days, including up to 20 teams. There's no admission to come view the activity. A You and Me paint party to benefit the junior class in Weebatuck will be held on Friday, February 1st at 6 p.m. at Weebatuck High School. Seats are not guaranteed without a reservation. The theme of the painting is Valentine's. Children should be over 5 to participate. Beekeeper School will take place February 2nd from 9 till 3:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Topics include beekeeping terminology and basic equipment, how to hive a package of bees, colony management in all seasons, and honey production and processing. The fee is $50. To register, visit ctbees.org/bee-school. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Take Your Child to the Library Day on Saturday from 10 until 12. Join Robin for a celebration of Take Your Child to the Library Day. The Hotchkiss Library offering rotating story half hours from 10 till noon. Stop by for juice and snacks, a coloring craft. Stay for a tale or two from favorite picture books, new and old. All ages are welcome. Children encouraged to register for a library card and check out some books of their own. More information at 860-364-5041, hotchkisslibrary.org. The Great Barrington Rudolph Steiner School will host Education. There is an alternative at 3 p.m. on Saturday in neighboring Columbia County. The event will be held at the Hudson Area Library, located on North 5th Street. More information at 413-528-4015, extension 106. The Berkshire Botanical Garden is presenting an afternoon lecture at the Planted Garden, hosted by gardener Arnie Maynard on Saturday at the Lenox Memorial Middle and High School's Duffin Theater on East Street in Lenox. Pre-registration is required. Walk-ins are welcome. More information, you'll log on to their website, berkshirebotanical.org. The Salisbury Association Historical Society will present Connecticut 169 Club, Your Passport and Guide to Exploring Connecticut, presented by author and historian Marty Podscotch on February 2nd at 4 p.m. at 10 Upper Main Street in Salisbury. American Leisure Post 178 is hosting its monthly pancake breakfast from 7 to 11. It's always held on the first Sunday of the month, October through April. Proceeds go to support the multiple Legion projects and initiatives, including supporting youth and children's activities such as local 4-H clubs and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans in need. As I said, this month's edition comes up this Sunday, February 3rd, beginning at 7 a.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 434.90 points yesterday, winding up at 25,014.86. The NASDAQ at 7183.08 and the S&P 500 at 2681.05. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.